This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Know a lot of stuff has happened over the weekend, but I want to start out today talking about the ironies in our lives. And I want to begin by asking you a simple question. Do you recall being naive? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Naivete, do you recall being naive? Naive about anything? And the answer is, and I'm going to answer for you, of course you do. You were naive when you went into a relationship. You were naive when you went into a business deal. You were naive when you decided to, what degree plan you wanted to be in. You were naive when you met your first boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever. Being naive is a fact of life. You're a bumpkin. Now, unless you came out of the womb differently than I did, I can guarantee you I was naive about tons of stuff. And by the way, I remain naive about many things. Not as much. To advance from the state of naivete is to grow. And we all must grow. Those lessons happen. You know specific things in your life, folks, where you got a life lesson. And you would never return to that situation. And the reason why you call it a life lesson is if you kept doing that stupid thing, you probably weren't going to have your life. Life lessons are important. You got a life lesson probably in a bad relationship, for example. And I'm not saying necessarily abusive. Physically abusive. I'm not saying that. Though abusive relationships teach hard lessons. But perhaps it was a relationship that just wasn't right. Like the person was a taker and you noticed it. It was like, oh man, I dated this girl. She was really cool. But I started to notice that she was never, ever giving to me. Or it was a lady and you had a guy. You notice he never, ever gave. He always wanted something from you. You know, I would call it a prima donna. If I had to give it a name, a relationship where somebody believes themselves to be a prima donna. And there are some people that want to serve prima donnas. I don't happen to be one. I tell my sons all the time, a relationship can be measured by the give and the take in the relationship. And if you're an overgiver, don't be surprised if you find an overtaker. If you're an overgiver, you need to find an overgiver. Because that's what's going to make you guys equally yoked. Because even though you get satisfaction giving, if you have an overtaker, you will eventually get frustrated. Because even though you're an overgiver, there are times you want to take. And if you have an overtaker, they rarely go, you know what, it's time for me to give back a little. Some of you are going, amen, brother, praise Kevin, please pray our argument. I know. Maybe your relationship was with an accountant. I'll give you a story. One of my buddies had an accountant, and he goes, yeah, man, I had to fire my accountant. And I went, fire your accountant? I goes, was he embezzling? He goes, no. No, he goes, he's a nice guy. Known him since college. Gave him my business, blah, blah, blah. He goes, but he doesn't fight. He's too middle of the road. He goes, I want an accountant that's going to push my taxes to the limit. He goes, I don't want to do anything illegal, but he'll go, well, the IRS might frown. What do you mean might frown on it? Let them frown. Let there be frowns. He goes, push it. And the guy wouldn't. He goes, so I had never heard this in my life. This is my little naivete story. I didn't know people hired accountants. I thought you lit in the phone book and went, accountant, AAA accountants, right? That's who you hired. No, my friend goes, I'm interviewing accountants. I didn't realize that could even was a thing. I thought you meant, oh, Fred, he's an accountant. Yes, give Fred your business. No. Wasn't that at all. So long story short, He interviews an accountant, and he goes, "Nah, man, now I got a fire breather. I got one." He goes, "Heck no, man. You got those suits you're wearing? That's a business." This dude told me, y'all think I'm kidding. He said, he told me my Rottweiler was a mobile protection unit. I will never forget that. My buddy said, he told me, "Man, I'm aggressive." He goes, "What kind of dog you got?" My buddy goes, "I got a Rottweiler." He goes, "That Rottweiler is a mobile protection unit. It's a write-off." I go, "Dude, do you think maybe the pendulum has swung a little too far?" But the point is this. Number one, I was naive that you could even hire accountants. But the difference is, this guy said, "No, I want an accountant that's the type of accountant for me that fits my personality." And that got me thinking about same thing needs to occur with your legal team. It needs to be people that are fit your personality. What is it that is your friendships, right? The people that fit your personality. I don't mean exactly like you. I'm saying they fit. And sometimes things don't fit. But here's going back to the other point. I don't know what situation it was where you lost your naivete. And I will tell you this. You've had multiple situations where that happened. Maybe it was a business deal. You thought, "Oh, man, I can shake hands with this guy and everything's cool." Nope. Can't do that. Better have it in writing. But whatever it was that got you, the different circumstances where you lost your naivete, here's what I know. You knew in an instant you would never be the same. That growth was critical to your, pay attention to these words, your new understanding. Your vision of the world changed immediately. And it always reminds me of one of my favorite quotes by Descartes. "The mind, once expanded, never regains its original shape." So I want to, before we cut to the break, because we're going to be talking about these ironies, because the government says, "I got you. I got you. You're cool." Think about whatever's happening in the news cycle, and I don't even like to talk about it because I'd rather talk metaphorically. That whatever's happened in the news cycle over the weekend, apply this. See where it is. Look at what this government's been doing to us and apply it. Look at the stories, the way they're framed, the narratives, and apply this and ask yourself, what happens when you've lost that naivete? Malcolm X lost it when he finally found out that the Nation of Islam leader, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, was not the man that he thought he was. The Nation of Islam wasn't the group that he thought he was. And you know what happened to Malcolm X? He grew exponentially to the point where they had to get rid of him. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We're discussing naivete, and I'll tell you where the biggest naivete I've had in my life is. And I'm going to bet a lot of you will agree with me. My naivete came in belief that the overwhelming people in this country who are our leaders care about us. They care about this country. They want what's best for the citizens. They are our representatives. That our form of government is impenetrable because of the way it was written. I didn't look at the warning signs and the things that are happening. My naivete was that, you know, conspiracy theories do exist, and that, you know, we have to be careful of the people that spread lies and rumors about what's going on. I believe in my naivete that the three-letter agencies, particularly the FBI, were the good guys, and when they came in, things were righted, wrongs were righted, and so on. Is any of this ringing a bell with you? Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, if you're in the Tampa, St. Pete area, on October the 20th, we are performing at the Palladium Theater. Our The Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. Go to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/comedy and get your tickets and tell friends. Look, I know we're on late, but I have a big audience down there and I want to meet you. I hope you sign up for VIP so we can actually meet personally. But let me tell you, we did the show at the Palladium 6-7 years ago. You people know this, that went one of the best. You said this on the post interviews, one of the best comedy shows you've ever seen. That's what you said, because it was. And I will tell you, this one's even funnier. And we're going to talk about a lot of the stuff that we talk about on the program only. And I know it's clever and funny here. Yeah, I'll admit that. But it's even funnier at the show. So tell some friends. You know, we're talking about naivete, and I was naive. I thought the government cared about me. It wanted to protect me. I did. The same way you can be naive and think that when you stand up for yourself or stand up for the right thing, that everything's going to work out. How naive is that? You want to know one of the naivetes? When somebody calls somebody a whistleblower, that person should be considered a hero. But they're considered a goat. And I'm not saying the greatest of all time. They are considered a pariah. Somebody that dare blow the whistle on what this government is doing or what some law firm is doing or what some corporation is doing that is poisoning people or harming people or whatever. They are not considered good citizens of the world. Whistleblower has a negative connotation. How naive? I was naive enough to believe that the whistleblowers were the good guys. Have you noticed? Look at any Hollywood movie over the past 10 years, 5 years. Okay, Richard Jewell. Have you seen Richard Jewell? How's the FBI depicted in Richard Jewell? You want to know how, if you haven't seen the movie? Evil, bad, incompetent. Found the guy they thought was it, was going to make the story fit. John Hamm plays the part of the guy who essentially says Richard Jewell's it. He believed it up until the point that they found the actual guy who tried to bomb the Atlanta Olympics. The FBI believed Richard Jewell was the guy. And went after him with a vengeance to the point of, pay attention people, setting the man up. I watched a movie where, I don't know this girl's name, but she became the second Clarice in Silence of the Lambs series, Julianne Moore, I think's her name. She plays an FBI agent who's going after a bad guy, gets involved with, what's his name, he went broke, God, it talks like this in the movie, anyway, I can't remember his name, Nicolas Cage, thank you. Thank you, producers. So Nicolas Cage, and what does she do when he goes, well, I have nothing to do with it. I'm not going to get involved. And she goes, well, if you don't do it, then we're going to go harass your family or whatever. And he goes, okay, I'll do it. Now, for the plot line, they had to have some bad guy. Hollywood chose the FBI. You think they chose it willy-nilly, or do you think they chose it because their experts said, if we were in the FBI, the experts that tell them how to do movies said, this is how we would do it. We would leverage an innocent person in order to get what we need. That's how the FBI works. Now, what I want to tell you is this. I went from naive because when I watched Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. and the FBI, that which dates me because I was a kid and I used to watch that series, I thought the FBI, the G-Man, when he would go in and say, the facts, ma'am, just the facts. It was like a guy saying, I don't need to know the other stuff. I deal with facts. I'm looking for truth versus the lie, and that's it. And that's how I viewed the FBI. Do you view the FBI that way, or do you see them differently? See, the government tells us, folks, it can protect us. The government says it can provide for us. So I have a few questions for you, because look at the crime rate in all major cities as an example. The only thing keeping cities moderately safe are people who decide to protect themselves. So as you ponder that, let me give you something else to think about. What do you think the crime rate would be in these major cities, if only governmental agencies were able to protect you? In other words, you couldn't fight back. You couldn't draw a weapon. You couldn't, you know, scream for help or whatever. It would just be the cops have to protect you. Or in the case of some of these cities, the community liaison who they want to replace the cops. If only they could protect you. If you didn't have a gun,
What do you think the crime rate would be? We talk about the crime rate. The crime rate is exploding. It's explosive. The crime rate is going through the roof. It is. But let me tell you what else is going through the roof. The protection rate is going through the roof. Every time the crime ticks up in a city, you want to know what happens? You, the people, say, shoot, I'm getting me a firearm. I'm going to put in an alarm system. I'm going to give me a Rottweiler, a mobile protection system, right? You do whatever it takes. You arm yourselves. You go out and take martial arts. You're doing everything. If the government is so good at it, why is it that every time a mass shooting or something occurs, what happens? People go out and they get armed. They buy more bullets. They go to the gun ranges. How is all that happening? Why is it that martial arts, there's a martial arts studio in every town. I don't even know what size town it is. There's a martial arts studio. There's a gun shop. There's a place where you can get guns and probably a military surplus place where you can get knives and a host of other things. Why are we getting all these things if government is so good at protecting us?
Oh, well, Kevin, they're talking about at the macro level that they protect us in the border and with the military and all that.
How do you feel about that? You think this sissified military that we fool ourselves?
Well, we have the most powerful military in the world.
Okay. Look, I'm not going to deny that we have some amazing military people, and God knows I love them. But our military, this military compared to the one that Patton led, I take Patton's military over this one any day of the week. You follow me? Government protects our borders. Really? You feel protected? I feel invaded. Government cannot give you the best protection. But they think they can, and they tell you they can.
We don't need any guns.
We'll be back, folks. Keep here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady will be traveling to Great Britain Saturday to attend Queen Elizabeth's funeral. The state funeral is set for Monday in London's historic Westminster Abbey. A pro-life bill to ban abortions at 15 weeks is not sitting well with many pro-life Republicans. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas says this should not be a federal issue.
After the Supreme Court has ruled in the Dobbs case, this issue is best decided on a state-by-state basis.
The bill filed by South Carolina's Senator Lindsey Graham was a shot at pro-abortion activists. The Department of Justice will not be able to resume reviewing documents seized from former President Trump's estate. A federal judge denied the DOJ's request for a stay in the investigation while also appointing a special master to review the documents. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The government is a one-stop shop of protection, baby. You being sexually harassed, we'll take care of it for you. Oh, you I know people are being racist against you. You file it in. If you see something, say something. You let us know. Oh, those sexist men don't want to pay you a bunch of money? No, they want to keep that extra 28 cents for every dollar that they put the foot on the neck of these women. You just report it to your big old good government, and we'll help you. Oh, those jobs, you want jobs? Okay, so what, they're going overseas. But for the ones here, we'll make sure that you black folks and you Latinos and you LGBT, y'all can all get jobs, and you'll get jobs ahead of these evil white people. Government is here for you, for everybody except white folks, especially white men, right? That I'm just saying, government. Woo, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for government. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. You can find out more about us at that website, and I hope you will spread the word. How's government protecting people in California? You want to know what it's doing? It's asking them to please cut back on the service funded by the government that is effectively in cahoots with the government. That would be the electricity, PG&E. So the government, you know, during Labor Day weekend, we talked about this. They said, listen, please don't charge those electric cars during Labor Day weekend. Just the other day, it wasn't just Labor Day weekend. They made it sound, Gavin Newsom, well, you know, over the weekend, a lot of you want to do things, and, you know, we want to get out and about and everything, and now that we've lifted all these stupid COVID restrictions, and you want to go back to normal. Well, it's not quite normal, because we asked you to buy electric vehicles, you overbought, and now you're loading down the grid. So we're in danger of your lights going out. And when your lights go out, you know, well, what do they say? Nothing good happens after midnight. Well, nothing good happens when the lights go out, because that's when the criminals go, huh, wait a minute, the alarm systems don't work. 844-551-8255. I'd love to hear from you on this. Yeah. Government can't even get its citizens' electricity in California. Brownouts. I thought brownouts happened only in Africa. When I'd be working over there, man, it was like, oh, please, you just shut your computer down. It was horrible. And don't try to do phone service and computer. And keep in mind, folks, this was during dial-up internet days that I would be in Africa doing work going, oh, my gosh, please. But now it's the same way in Californicate. In that state, in other areas of the country, I don't remember where this happened, but what they just did is, it was in a leftist state, probably Oregon. They just shut the people, well, you know what, we don't have enough electricity, so you 15, 20,000 people, we're cutting you back. They just flipped the switch.
And this is the same government, people, that is demanding a shift of energy. They are demanding that you move off of fossil fuels onto electric whatever nonsense. And they say, oh, but it doesn't impact the grid, except when you plug in your electric car and it impacts the grid. Now, wait a minute. Wasn't it my understanding that getting electric cars meant that the grid would be relaxed, that things would be easier? Shocking that the government got it wrong. Shocking. You know, Pete Buttigieg goes, well, we have to redesign the grid. Okay, redesign the grid. I'm going to make you a bet. I'll make you a guarantee. You ready for this, America? When they redesign the grid, it will still depend on, you ready for it? Fossil fuels. Oh, I know. I was way ahead of you. No, you didn't get it right. Don't act like you knew. Okay, you knew. Yeah, the grid is still going to depend on fossil fuels. Because you would be an idiot to make this grid dependent upon only solar or only wind or only hydro. And they're not going to build any more nuclear plants. And our nuclear plants aren't even that efficient. So I could go on. They're not going to do it. Now, there have been major, massive strides made in solar. I've been talking about this for the better part of a decade. MIT came out with a new solar panel. The storage techniques are better, etc. But you still need batteries and you still need backup because solar can only last so long. If we could capture the sun's energy and store it indefinitely, can you imagine what we could do with that energy? I don't even think God would let you do that. This is my personal opinion. That's too much power in the hands of one man. I mean, think about somebody having the ability to have this giant magnifying glass with unlimited energy that they could put on anything. You could deflect that thing off of a satellite and burn people to death without them even knowing. I mean, anyway, don't get me off on my engineering tangent. Electricity, folks, the government can't even get you that. I mentioned the other day that government, where else? In California, rationed water to farmers so they could supposedly help a bait fish that was north of these farmers in the Central Valley, down in Bakersfield and elsewhere. The smelt. The government, in essence, starved its people to accommodate a bait fish. But the story gets worse. Because as it turns out, the bait fish was only a ruse. No, the real reason for the rationing occurred because fat cat Nancy Pelosi wanted water for her husband's vineyards in Napa Valley. So that's where they diverted the water to. Let them eat cake. The rich will have our wine. So what? People starve to death. You can't get avocados. You can't get almonds and a host of other products down there that are being grown by these farmers. Low-level people. We must have our wine. Yep. Watering a vineyard. So I could stop there and just talk to you about elitism versus, you know, the caste system that exists in America. Because in America, we're told we're naive enough to believe that we're all equal. We're all equal under the eyes of the law. Yeah, well, you know what? Tell that to the black folks that are still in prison, mostly black people, for DUIs and domestic violence and all these other things. But guess what? They let illegals out. We're all equal under the eyes of the law, right? When I brought this to the attention in Philadelphia and said on radio, listen, if you feel like your constitutional rights have been violated, that other people are getting let free where you're having to serve your sentences, I'm not here to get bad people out of jail. But what I do want to do is keep bad people in jail. I don't want them letting these people out for the real crimes. And you know what happened to me for my efforts? I got sued. Because the powers that be said, you know what, Kevin? You may have awakened to what we do, but we're not going to let you awaken anybody else. They will stay dumb and stupid. You're not going to wake them up, and we're willing to make you pay. And that's what they did. And I tell you, I'm not a rich guy. It cost me $37,000
of money that's wasted. I wish I'd had the money to sue those suckers that brought this frivolous lawsuit against me. But I didn't. So you just grin and bear it. So all I'm getting at is, government acts like it's going to solve all your problems. It'll solve your... Now, I'm talking about basic problems. It'll solve your water problems. It'll solve whatever. It'll solve your electricity problems. And then you go, well, wait a minute. Why am I rationing water? Why am I having to do this? Why is it... Or they're brownout, rolling brownouts. You got to turn your... You're not going to have electricity for 2 hours. You're not going to have electricity for 3 hours. We're going to roll it out 50,000, 100,000 people at a time. Just get used to it. Now, I'm not going to lie and tell you that the world should have to take that 2 hour break from time to time. They should have to do it. Just to remind ourselves that things don't come easy. But government shouldn't be the ones doing it. You should do it yourself. Unplug your cell phone and say, you know what? I'm going to go out and spend some time with the family dog and the family. We're going to go to a park. We're going to go appreciate all this stuff where our tax money is supposed to be going. That's what we should be doing. But no government mandates that you take the time off. Just like, and I'll get into health care and all these other issues here in a bit. But they want you to believe they've got your best interests in mind. Here's what I'm asking anybody that's interested. Please contact me at the Kevin Jackson Network or call me at 844-551-8255 and show me where the government has done something for you where you went, that was completely altruistic. It was for the benefit of us. And I, you know, here it is, Kev. Because I'll find the underlying sinister thing behind it. Somebody got money for it. Somebody, you know, was on the take and got it built for this reason or whatever. I will show you that it is not what you think. Don't be naive. What's the next thing they talk about, huh? The government is in the business of climate, right? The climate business. See, I thought weather was God's purview, but now I've learned that the government can control our climate. And how are they going to do it? Well, they're very innovative. They're going to throw money at it. That's right. Give us the money. We're going to clean it all up because that's how government does. The government, you give government a task and it will clean it up and it will all be better.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about naivete and waking up to the fact that this government is out to get you. Here's a piece written by a guy, I don't know who wrote it. I think it was J.D. Rucker. He says, if we were listening solely to government, corporate media, and the vast majority of normies amongst our friends and family, we might believe America and the rest of the world are experiencing a series of unfortunate circumstances all happening simultaneously. We wouldn't question the official narrative because when we look around at everyone else, we see our peers blindly accepting the lies. Anyone who thinks there are conspiracies afoot are just conspiracy theorists, after all, and should be dismissed because that is the normal thing to do. The good news is more and more Americans are waking up to the reality that we're not being told the truth about pretty much anything.
The bad news is there's still a stigma surrounding conspiracy theories, even though those who are waking up really aren't seeing the bigger picture. Most are not realizing that we are experiencing manufactured crises. They know there are lies being told, bad motives behind much of what's happening to us, but they're not willing to make the leap into the fringe belief that it's all part of a greater agenda. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Do you find yourself in that mode where even though you know, you're going, wait a minute, come on, Biden winning the election? That's insane. And you look at all these things aligning. The defy common sense, the hockey puck theory of climate change, EVs and this mass radical transformation from, you know, from carbon-based energy to fossil, to non-fossil fuel-based energy is insane. It's all this is happening so quickly. The and I'll get to the hospitals, you know, all this other stuff with Wu flu, et cetera. You have to stop at some point and go, wait a minute. This happened in multiple countries at the same time, the same way Joe Biden's the election counting stopped in multiple places at the same time. You know, this isn't by accident, folks. This is by design. He goes on. He says they groggily look around. They're groggily looking around and seeing a distorted view of reality, but instead of shaking themselves fully awake, most are trying to lay back down to sleep away their troubles. To fully wake would mean acknowledging that things are really, really bad, and truly evil men are fulfilling their truly evil plans. That's a leap too far for most, so they default to reluctantly accepting that there are lies being told about a whole bunch of coincidences. This is the warning bell I keep sounding, folks. And he says nothing more. Such thoughts may not be comforting, but at least they're not crazy. Because nobody wants to be crazy. So, he goes on, and then I'm going to go back to what I was talking about. He says, even among those who are fully awake, completely skeptical about everything we're being told, there's a huge gap of disagreement regarding what stage the globalist elitists, who I will refer to going forward as the cabal, are in. Some think they're scrambling to overcome the revelations of the various truther movements that are gaining some traction. Others think they're playing 8D chess and we're all just flailing around fruitlessly. I believe we're somewhere in between. Regardless of what stage the plans are in, there are two realities in play. First reality is controversial because he says it violates his Christian worldview. And he says he doesn't want to fear being, he doesn't want to be, feel like people, he's proselytizing to people. But he says, but you got to understand how these cabals operate. There are those within the cabal who are true believers in whatever drives them to participate. These true believers are the foot soldiers, most of the middle managers, and even a handful of very, very powerful, useful idiots who are participating because they feel that they will accomplish something by being on the winning team. Now, I'm going to stop you there and tell you that's exactly what happened in the election. People were led to believe that, well, Donald Trump's a bad guy, so we have to get him at all costs. And by the way, I have undercover footage of them essentially saying that. It doesn't matter what we do. It's not illegal if it's to get rid of Donald Trump. It can't be illegal. You should get awards for this. I want to go back to what I was talking about, though. Government, folks, is one big fat conspiracy. It wants to take you down. It is rotten to the core. And Donald Trump was exposing that. And the people, when I tell you they had to take Trump out, I'm telling you, short of assassination, they were willing to do anything. And I wouldn't even tell you that even that wasn't off the table. I just think they really didn't know what would happen. So if they couldn't get it done one way, they had to do it through his character. And it continues right now. Now, there are people already, I can tell you, Kevin, you just said that there are people that might want to do some harm to Donald Trump. What's controversial about that? Nothing. But I guarantee you there are people going, ooh, I wonder what the ramifications are. What are the ramifications? Are they going to take my show off the air? Do it. Do me the favor. Let me buy back hours of my day. I'll say what I want to say. And that's not off the table. But if they didn't get him physically, they certainly want to get him metaphorically. They want Donald Trump gone. That's what you're witnessing. There's an old saying. There are many things worse than death. Ruining a man's reputation, ruining everything he's about, it's worse than death. As Justice Kavanaugh, a guy who walked through, this guy was squeaky clean. Everybody around him was just impressed. I'm not saying he's, you know, the next pope, but they were impressed until the left decided to attack him. Justice Clarence Thomas, same thing, decades earlier. So what they want to do is they want to get rid of Trump. And I'm not going to bore you with the idea that getting rid of Trump means it gets rid of you. Because that demonization is what they must have. Because government is never going to accomplish what it tells you it's going to accomplish. It is always, it's antithetical to what it's telling you it's going to accomplish. What else is government in control of? Think about it. Education? How's that working for the country? The government's answer to education is to make students more stupid and more radical. The people who are good students, the people who are gifted in science and math, they're gifted. It doesn't matter what school they go to. Does it help if they have good tutelage? Sure it does. But they don't need a college or a university. Government took over education because they had one goal in mind, to make indoctrinated people who would be willing to do what they want them to do at the right time. And that's what we've done. They've created a class of kids that will not fight. Would you want this group of kids fighting for you? It's coming out, this woke generation. Under this government, folks, you have no rights to your health or well-being. The government determines your health for you now. And what they did recently was they decided you had no health care freedom. They said, there's a disease out there. We don't care what the origins are. We don't care how deadly it is. We don't care about cures that exist. You're going to lock down and you're going to wear a mask and you're going to be happy to do it. I don't care if it costs you your business. I don't care if it costs you relationships. I don't care if it costs you opportunities. It's all gone. Because this is all for the greater good. I'm just wanting you to have a clear understanding that when you look, if you stop for a second and you step back and you get rid of this naive view of what you think government is about, you discover something very bad. You discover that they don't care. They don't care. They want your money. They'll get your money. So I'll recap. If government cared about crime, how much would it be going up or down? What government knows, the best person to protect you is you. The government, if they would be like Switzerland, get a gun. You know what? I don't know what Switzerland's crime rate is, but they may keep their weapons in a centralized place. I would never do that. But let me put it to you this way. You go to a place where they say, we're armed to the teeth. You come in, put a sign up in your yard that says, you break this house protected by Smith & Wesson. Then ask a criminal, you're walking through a neighborhood and you're determining who to rob. And there are 15 houses that have this house protected by Smith & Wesson, or name, you know, your gun manufacturer. And then you got houses that have nothing. Ask the average criminal, who would you rob? They'll give you the honest answer. You know, so look at any of these policies and ask yourself, if the government really wanted to change it, if the government really wanted to make a difference and make an impact, a positive impact, could they do it? And why haven't they?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.